Well, I lost my purse this week.
Really? Oh, no.
My right arm had been chopped off.
What did you lose? What was important in it?
Well, I did get it back.
Oh, good.
In the end, thank goodness.
Was there anything nicked out of it?
Well, £10 note, but it was the only thing I had in it.
They nicked a tenner?
Yeah.
Oh, well, at least they returned an empty purse.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hi.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we ate all the pies. We are getting a world pie-eating champion on the phone to tell us about a controversial victory, why he ended up in TV court, and we're looking at pies around the world because we come from Wigan and we're pie-eaters.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
Oh, hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, episode 12. We are 12 weeks into the podcast and we're finally talking about a subject that is close to our hearts.
Very close to our hearts.
We come
and
from
our mouths.
And our mouths and frankly your hips.
Our stomachs.
We come from a very small town in England. For those people who are listening, for example, in Canada right now on iTunes, or you know, Venezuela.
Listeners.
I don't know. Venezuela could be big on iTunes in Venezuela.
Never know.
We just want to say a big thank you to everybody who is actually listening on iTunes and everyone.
And if you are from Canada, please get in touch and let us know.
Absolutely. Drop us a tweet at Luke and Lucy FM or catch up on any of previous episodes on iTunes. That's iTunes, type in Luke and Lucy FM. And I just want to say a true fact about myself is I'm Luke Marsden. I'm the Luke half of Luke and Lucy FM. And this week I ate a Werther's original. I was sucking on it, yeah?
Okay.
Disintegrated in my mouth.
Ew.
Found out it was 4 years old.
Oh, gross.
True fact.
What was it? How did it disintegrate? Like, what
happened? It just collapsed in my mouth because obviously years of just being.
Did it still taste like a Werther's original?
I put it this way, Lucy. It's one of the worst tastes I've ever had in my mouth.
Oh, gross.
Bad.
Don't want to think about that. Okay, so fact about me. When I was 2 years old, obviously terrible twos, I was very naughty.
I can believe that.
I was rooting around. Was out one night, rooting around on holiday, I think we were, rooting around in my mum's handbag and found this big bar of chocolate. And I love chocolate, so of course I ate the whole thing.
That doesn't sound like you, Lucy.
No, at all. Without my parents even knowing. Obviously, they were too busy chatting. Little did I know, it was laxative chocolate.
What happened with your nappy after that?
It was a little bit messy.
Was your nappy a little bit messy?
A little bit.
Oh, dear.
God help my mum and dad.
God help anybody near you at that point. I bet you was a messy little child there.
A little bit.
To think at two, it was coming from your backside.
Ew,
and these days, it's pouring out of your mouth.
Stop talking about that.
No, this is episode 12 of the podcast. And this week I was asked, you know, somebody mentioned to me, oh, you know, you come from Wigan. Oh, a pie eater, are you?
Literally, everyone says that to me. Yeah. As soon as you mention you come from Wigan, oh, who ate all the pies?
But if you look, actually, if you go on at Luke and Lucy FM on our Twitter, you'll see a picture of Lucy and I. And
there's no pies in the picture.
We kind of don't want to big ourselves up, but we're not obese. We're not fat in the slightest. I mean, Lucy's part of the weight on this year, but you should go through a difficult time. And I just think to myself, we're not stereotypical Wiganers, are we?
I don't think so.
We're really not. Like, we don't eat all the pies. I can't remember the last time I ate a pie.
Yeah, me either. Not like a typical Pools pie. I've not had one of those for ages.
No, or any other. If Pools are listening, by the way, and they want to sponsor us, we are looking for a sponsor for the podcast. Just tweet us at Luke and Lucy.
Is Pools still even going?
I think so.
Is it?
I think so, yeah. Pools,
okay.
Pools pies.
I thought it'd shut down.
But, you know, like, so it's kind of, you know, you think of sometimes like Bath, for example.
Yeah,
it's a heritage spa town. You think of how amazing Bath is. You think of Wigan, you not only think of the high teenage birth rate, you also think about the fact we're famous for stuffing our faces full of meat.
With pies. Of course, there is a world famous pie eating contest. And guess where it's held?
I'm going to hazard a guess. Maybe Madagascar.
Survey says no. It's in Wigan in Harry's Bar. It has been going since 1992. Originally, contestants had to eat as many pies as they physically could within a set amount of time.
Geez.
However, that changed in 2006 to meet government guidelines.
For health reasons,
just so they don't, like, overdose on pies. Now they have to eat one pie as quick as they can.
Now, for those of you who don't live in Wigan or don't have a clue what Harry's Bar is, Lucy, why don't you describe what Harry's Bar is like in Wigan? It's an historic pub.
It is, yeah.
It's famous for...
being historic.
That's not really what it's famous for, is it?
What's it famous for then, Luke?
I would say, without, you know, defaming it and getting sued on this podcast, but I'd say Harry's Bar is famous for the different type of individual. An individual enjoys a beverage or two or 10 or 50. So that's what I'd say it is. But before we get around to the Python Championship.
So stereotypical.
No. I'd say it's fact. That could have started off as a fact of the podcast. Before we get round to the person we've got on the phone a bit later, by the way, we've never had a world champion on the podcast before.
Yet today we do.
Today we do. Luke and Lucy FM is groundbreaking a bit later, but we'll come to that a bit later on. I want to assess really why we even bothered to talk about pies. Frankly, because back in March, it was British Pie Week and we forgot to do it then.
So we totally forgot.
We did. We did. And we're Wiganers. We're really bad Wiganers, right?
How we didn't know it was Pie Week. I will have no idea.
You're an embarrassment. If you can't have meat and potato in your mouth, Lucy, you're an embarrassment to Wigan. That's what I'm saying. So if British Pie Week back in March. So we wanted to, and it's not the thing with pies is right. For example, Americans, when I've been to America and you've asked for a pie, it's a sweet pie in America.
It's like
an apple pie, cherry pie.
Yeah.
Pumpkin pie.
Rhubarb pie.
Well, we're just naming fruits here. but you know, it's the fact that for Americans, a pie is basically a tart.
It's a dessert, isn't it?
It's like we say tarts, apple tart, rhubarb tart, pumpkin tart.
Yeah, whereas obviously it's savoury here.
Do you
typical
like?
Typical Wigan pie.
Describe a Wigan pie.
It's like a little round circle shape filled with meat and potato or steak or whatever you like.
Well, that's the thing. But apparently, you know, to actually have a dictionary definition of a pie, it has to be filled with a meat or fish substance.
Right. Fish? I don't think I've ever had a
fish pie.
But that's a different type of pie, though, is it? Because you've not got the pastry. It's just like potato. So it's not really a pie.
Well, can I tell you that...
it's called pie.
3 years ago, Lucy, there was a petition going round in the nation. And the petition...
In the nation.
The petition was entitled, "Make Wrong Decisions and Call a Casserole with a Pastry Puff Lid a Pie a Criminal Offence." Basically.
So you can get locked up for calling that a pie.
For calling a casserole with a puff pastry lid a pie. How many people do you think signed this petition?
I bet, actually, there's some weirdos out there, so I think quite a lot.
Have a guess, roughly.
100,000.
Okay, you think there's too many weirdos out there. 5,607 people signed the petition to make casseroles illegal to be called pies.
I don't think I have ever called a casserole a pie, anyway.
Through history, Lucy, pies have been quite controversial, though, haven't they?
Yes.
Let's not forget Sweeney Todd.
Let's not forget
that the murderous duo Sweeney Todd and his wife baked people in pies. And technically...
That actually happened in real life, you know.
Yeah, it's not just a Johnny Depp movie, Lucy. It did actually happen in real life.
No, but it happened a few years ago.
No, Sweeney Todd actually happened.
No, but like someone kind of copied off it and did it a few years ago.
Oh, who?
In 2010, like some a Russian chef, obviously Russian. I don't know why I said obviously, isn't it? It could be Swedish.
Could be Slovakian, who knows?
Was arrested because on suspicion of killing his father-in-law and serving up the remains of his body in pies to customers in a popular cafe for 3 days before anyone found out.
Let's just take a moment. Let's say you...
What would you do if you ate a human pie? Would you be classed as a cannibal?
Well, I mean, in a kind of an accidental cannibal, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
I mean, how do we know we've not ate any humans? How do we know the pies we've ate?
There was that horse meat scandal.
We're
just trusting these chefs.
In the UK a few years ago, horse meat scandal, we've ate about 50 different horses.
Exactly.
When I watched the Grand National, I think I've ate every one of these.
This is why I have trust issues.
Well, I mean, no, there's many reasons why you have trust issues. It's not to do with pies. When was the last time, Lucy Hilton, being a typical Wigan, a true champion, an ambassador for Wigan like you were, when was the last time you ate a pie?
Well, okay, it wasn't a typical Wigan pie, though.
It was just one
of those what you get from M&S, you know, like one of those big ones that you cut up for a family of four.
Right.
So I had one of those last week. But typical Wigan pie... I've not had one in years.
That's
I'd
so.
Say 2 years.
Don't tell the pie eating champion that. He'll be disgusted in you.
That. I know.
He'll be appalled. He'll be absolutely appalled.
Chucked out of Wigan.
Did you know there's a Guinness World Record held right here in Lancashire? Right, a Guinness World Record for the most expensive meat wagyu pie ever. And it was sold...
Wagyu pie?
Wagyu pie is really expensive beef. Oh, clearly you're not cultured. it's a Wagyu meat pie, right? And it was sold at a restaurant in Lancashire. How much do you think it was for the pie? 8 people chipped in for it.
So expensive then.
Expensive meat.
£250.
Guinness World Record holder for the most expensive pie, £8,195.
Shut!
It worked out.
My jaw actually just dropped then.
You could have fit a pie in it. £1,024 a slice.
Oh my God, that is literally... I don't think I want to eat that. I'd have paid so much money for it. I wouldn't need to just go.
I mean, my God, that is somebody's mortgage for about 3 months.
Exactly.
I mean, if you're spending £1,000 on a pie, I think not only you maybe have mental issues, I would also say that you, frankly, shouldn't have the money that you have.
Oh, no, I think it's embarrassing. Exactly.
Although,
some people have too much money.
If you have got a lot of money,
if you want to donate it to
us. At Luke and Lucy FM on Twitter. We could be all day talking about pies, but I think we should get somebody on who's
really
a global
knows
expert.
About pie. Yeah. He is a global expert.
But I don't think, not just that, Lucy. His kind of victory was surrounded in controversy. And also, there's many championships out there, world championships. Mm-hmm. But what does it take to become a world pie-eating champion? What accolades do you get?
I think, like, courage, determination. I hope you made a speech at the end.
Well, let's find out. Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, world pie-eating champion, Barry Rigby.
Hello, Luke.
Hello,
Barry. I mean, we just want to say we're overwhelmed. We've never had a world champion on this podcast before, and you. I mean, have you got? Is it like an Oscar? Do you keep it in a cabinet? What do you get when you win?
You win a trophy.
Oh, do you? Is it an actual pie? The trophy?
Is it a pie?
No, I think they should next time make it into a pie.
I think that would be a good idea, yeah. So you're a 2-time world champion, right?
That's right, yes.
So when was the first time you won?
The first time was in 2009.
Ah, okay. And how did you feel about winning that? What made you enter as well?
What makes somebody enter a world pie? I mean, it's not exactly like trying to enter the Olympics or a cycling competition, is it?
No. Well, I saw it in the local paper, and then it was 2008 I decided to go down, but it was... Pat, so I chickened out.
You meted out.
I decided to go down. I saw it in the paper again. Decided to go down and
do it this time.
And I decided to go and enter it.
So tell us what you had to actually do, Barry, to get your accolade the first time. I mean, like, how intense is this competition? I mean, are these serious competitors?
I know. Pie's one of your favourite foods? Is that why it kind of interested you?
Yeah, one of my favourite foods, pie, yeah.
So what's your favourite pie?
Minced beef and onion, I'd say.
Nice.
Is that the pie that you choose? I mean, who selects the pies for this pie eating championship? Who are they brought in?
It's Tony who decides what pies are brought in.
And that's Tony Callahan who runs the contest.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, Tony.
Yeah, so the people who run the competition decide the pies that are brought in.
And are they all the same flavour?
Yes, but over the years, it's changed the flavours.
Right,
Oh, has
okay.
that affected the competition?
I know, because I bet like some of them you don't like as much, or...
Yeah, it was last year's. I didn't like it as much. It was steak and kidney.
But you still won last year, right?
No, it was the year before.
Awkward, Lucy. Do your facts for this podcast. So, tell me, Barry, how many years have you entered now?
I've entered since 2009 up to last year.
And you've only won it twice. So what do you think you're doing wrong in these other years?
I think it's Merton. He is a faster eater than me.
So this is the current world pie eating champion?
Yeah.
Right.
He must have a better technique on bigger hands.
A bigger hand is necessary.
Bigger mouth as well,
exactly.
To fit it
bigger
all
mouth,
in.
Yeah.
So, Barry, tell us about the actual competition. How many competitors would you say are taking part?
Well, the first time I entered, there was only about 8 of us round one table.
Oh, dear.
We had plenty of space. And everybody could see what he was doing, and it was very good, like very well organised. The first year I entered,
But then what happened?
Some years there'd be like 20 people around that table again, and can't keep up with watching people what they're doing, and more people are beating you, and you're thinking that am I getting it down quicker than them, and
I mean, it sounds horrific, to be honest, Barry. I mean, let's talk about the fact that when you say world pie eating championships, are people from, America, Spain entering, or is it just people from Wigan?
No, people from Wigan and people from Salford have entered.
Oh, okay.
So as far as Manchester for the World Pie Eating Championships. Now, obviously, Bowie, so you are the 2014 World Pie Eating Champion.
Yes, that's right.
But what happened in 2014 that caused you to actually sue the organiser on a live, well, not live, but a television courtroom show, Judge Rinder for those in the UK, like Judge Judy for those in the US. You actually took him to court over some sort of controversy. So tell us what happened, Bowie.
Well, what it was because it was the wrong size pie.
Were they too small or too big? What do the dimensions have to be? Does it state that there has to be specific dimensions?
Who's the adjudicator?
That's Tony again. There was supposed to be 12 centimetres across by about 3 centimetres deep.
And what happened that year?
These ones were like about 17 centimetres across.
That's quite a big difference,
Every inch helps, Lucy, you know that.
Yeah, they were massive.
So, I mean, is the problem is here that you couldn't fit it all in your mouth?
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? And they had to cut him in half. It was that big, or else the competition would go on too long.
Did he do that on purpose, do you think?
I don't think so. I think his chef got it wrong.
Yeah. Chef went go-go over the place. I mean, so about it, talk us through your mindset. On the day of the competition, tell me what sort of training you do. Tell me what you do to get in your mind to become a world champion pie eater.
Well,
Do you have to train your belly?
Of course he does.
Not really. But you've got to make sure, don't have a full stomach just in case. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't have a big
breakfast
beforehand.
At the same time, you still kind of need the space in your stomach, don't you? So, because if you don't eat that much for a few days, it shrinks, doesn't it? So you need to make sure that, I suppose, you've eaten a lot in the last few days.
Yeah, you're right, though.
Yeah.
Because I remember one year, before I entered, that somebody finished at the same time as the other person. So they had to eat another pie as well. Yeah, you just got to go in. Make sure you have a drink before you go in, because no, he's not letting you have a drink.
Like a water or beer or something.
Yeah, beer. And then make sure that, you get a good position, because if that table's crowded, your arms are going to get in somebody else's way.
It's a very good point. And then you're nudging the pie. Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah, exactly.
Going back to court, Bowie, tell us what happened when you faced Judge Rinder. You sued him because you thought the pies were too big and that cost you your victory, or was going to cost you victory?
Yeah, it cost me the victory, really. Because he said you won, but because there was the wrong size pies, we've got to call it null and void.
Oh, no!
Oh, that is all that training, all that beer for nothing.
And surely, you're a better winner because you've eaten a bigger pie?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we reenacted it in court. Me and Matt actually was in the final with me as well.
Eating the pie?
So you reenacted the final pie of the competition on Judge Rinder?
Yeah, on Judge Rinder and in the pub as well, yeah.
Awesome.
And then you regained your title after, obviously,
after
going
this,
through the second,
was it?
Yeah. So Tony said, why you've won in court, you reinstate the trophy.
The championship, right.
That is, I mean, obviously, so tell us, this year it's coming up later in the year, usually towards, Christmas time when it happens. Are you going in for 2016?
Oh, yeah, too right.
And are we confident? Are we going to win this?
Hopefully, yes. Usually I don't train because I am a fast eater.
So what advice would you give to those who would like to take part in the competition, who love the pies and think, do you know what, I can do that.
I can do that, yeah.
Yeah, I'd come down and give it a try, yeah.
Definitely.
You've nothing to lose other than potentially a heart attack,
and
I would imagine.
And you get a pie, so
exactly.
Winners all around.
Do you get free pies for a year, or is that just a trophy you win?
Just the trophy, what you win. Sometimes there's stuff, some of the pies, if they've got any left in the top, and then you take them home with you as well.
Oh, that's at least you get something.
No, well, that's definitely. Listen, Bowie, thanks so much for being on Luke and Lucy FM and sharing your story, being a world. We've never had a world champion before, so congratulations and fingers crossed for this year.
Yeah, good luck for this year.
Hopefully, you two can come down as well.
Oh my God, I'd love that, Lucy. Yeah, we'll go down.
We'll get Luke in the competition as well.
Yeah, I could try. I can maybe eat half a pie in 5 minutes.
Of course. Yeah. We'll be there.
Thanks, Bowie.
Right, no worries, Luke. No worries, Lucy.
That was an education, Lucy.
An education in pies. I never used to look at them like that.
I don't think I'll ever look at a meat and potato pie again.
No, again. Like that ever again.
I don't think I ever want to hear us eat a pie ever again.
Well, you need to take part in this year's contest, Luke.
Possibly. So. Maybe I'll start training my stomach right now then. Instead of a 5 a day of apple and veg, it's 5 a day of pie. I'm pied out. On that note, thank you so much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed episode 12, the one where we ate all the pies.
And if you have any pie recipes which you think could be the world champion pie recipe,
oh, yeah,
tweet us and let us know at Luke and Lucy FM. Or if you just like the podcast, tweet us anyway.
Yeah, at Luke and Lucy FM. If you want to check out all previous podcasts, audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM, or easy, lukeandlucyfm.com. Head to iTunes as well. Type in Luke and Lucy. We are back with episode 13 next week of Luke and Lucy FM. Unless, of course, we ate too many pies in the meantime, we have heart attacks and croak it, because that's a possibility.
That is, you never know. You never know.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.